Midterm elections, the polls are open, and on the KSRO live line is the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters, Bill Russo. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. I hope you are stocked up on Red Bull today.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night, so I'm going to try to pace myself today.
Yeah, well, that's a very good idea. Let's talk about what to expect today and, of course, bleeding over into tomorrow. First of all, how many voters, registered voters, are we talking about here in Sonoma County?
Well, we have 274,346 as of the count yesterday.
Was there an uptick this year in the number of registered voters?
Since January, it's up about 2.2%.
Oh.
We were about 268,000 at that point.
Oh, I kind of was thinking
a slight uptick, yes.
It might drop after the fires, but that's a good piece of news right there.
Yeah, and a lot of times people, they scramble and re-register for other locations, or if they,
right.
This is an important thing to get out, is if that they intend to go back to their home that burnt down, they can still vote in that polling place.
Oh,
can,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that is an important piece of information. And, Bill, we're talking about all over the country, you know, there could well be a record number of voters who turn out today to vote and who have mailed in their ballots. What are you expecting voter turnout to be here?
In Sonoma County, I am estimating it's going to be about 80%. Statistically,
wow.
Other than the last midterm, where Sonoma's usually higher, Sonoma Marin, we had 60 4 years ago, but historically, it's around about 75%. And I think with all the things going on nationwide and in California, we'll have a little bit of an uptick. It'll be closer to 80.
Wow, that would be fantastic. I think that would be something to be proud of. And I'd love to hear that was true across the country. But we'll start here, I suppose. Any concerns this year, Bill, about fraud of any kind when it comes to the election?
No, we're not concerned. Voter fraud's very minor. If we ever see it, it is really small. Maybe a child votes for a parent who's just disabled, or you know, somebody's passed away. It's very small.
Yeah.
So we're not concerned. We do a lot of hard work in the background, and do a lot of signature verification and double check everything. That's why our 30-day canvas takes, you know, seems like it takes forever for everybody. Is we are doing our due diligence behind the scene to have the checks and the balances and the redundancy to make sure that there's no voter fraud and that, you know, everything was conducted properly.
Okay, very good. That is good to know. And how many of us have already voted? How many have done the mail-in ballot thing?
Yeah, as of yesterday, it was about 100,000 vote-by-mail ballots were back at our office.
Wow, so that's a little under 50%.
Yeah. I think it's about a third. It's 50% of the total vote by mail, you know, a little over a third of all voters. The mail comes in funny. Some days we get 15 trays, and other days we get three. I don't know if the post office is staging it, but we expect the heavy mail today and then heavy drop off it.
And a question I often have every year, or every election year, I should say, is what are you allowed to do with the mail-in ballots? Anything prior to today, or does everything have to wait until this morning at 7?
As far as my office, right?
Yes.
That's the question.
As far as your office is concerned.
Yes. But what we do is we started last week to get them prepared to run through our card readers. So we could have started counting them, but not posting. But we do that today. So today, all the ballots have been prepped, ready to go through our card readers. We should be, you know, probably mid-morning by noon. We should be running some of those in our voting machines, vote counting machines, and hopefully finish by dinner time. And then we'll post those early results right after 8 o'clock.
Okay, right after 8 o'clock. And of course, you know, for any that are question marks, is there a chance that there are some particular elections that won't be known tomorrow?
Yeah, it's hard to tell how people vote. Obviously, the local races are the ones where they're, you know, we'll see how statistically they go as we post. So we have the early election results from vote by mail, and then the polling places come in anywhere from about 9 o'clock through midnight or 1 a.m. And so we'll post about every hour and update those. So local voters who are interested to see who's winning the local races or measures should kind of just check the consistency. was it at 50% the first time and it's still hovering at 50, or did it move quite a bit? Those are really the ones that you'll watch to see if, as the precincts report, they change much.
Okay, and best website address to go to for the latest endless, if somebody wakes up at 2 in the morning and they want to find out?
It's vote.sonoma-county.org.
vote.sonoma-county.org. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Or a dash, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, dash, hyphen. We know what you mean. Well, Bill, we appreciate you being here this morning. One final very important question for you. Is it okay to take a selfie in the voting booth?
Yes, it is, as long as it's kind of self-contained, like selfie. Is that if you marked your ballot, you can take a picture of your ballot if you want to and yourself, but no other voters and no poll workers. Try to be just you and your ballot.
Okay.
That's what state law says.
All right. You and your ballot, okay, as far as the selfies go today.
Nobody else.
Nobody else, and nobody else is voting ballot, right?
Yep.
Okay,
polls
we got it.
Open, polls opened at 7, they closed at 8. You got to get in that door by 8, and that counts. Even your vote-by-mail ballots have to be in. You can't drop them off after 8.
All right. Very good to know. Important information for today. And we look forward to a conversation with you tomorrow morning when you probably won't sound as chipper as you do now.
I won't.
All right, Bill. Success to us all.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks very much. That is the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters, Bill Rousseau, talking about what to expect today, tonight, and tomorrow. And again, KSRO will be covering it all for you. An extended version of the drive this evening and rolling through election results. And then, of course, we begin first thing tomorrow morning and continue that process and get you up to speed on the winners, the losers, and the measures as well.